From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. The United States has temporarily halted all non-immigrant visa applications from Turkey. The United States Embassy in Ankara said on Sunday that recent events have forced the United States government to reassess the commitment of the government of Turkey to the security of U.S. mission facilities and personnel. The statement did not clarify the reasons for which the embassy is reassessing Turkey's commitment, nor did it say how long the suspension would last. It said in order to minimize the number of visitors to our embassy and consulates while this assessment proceeds, effective immediately, we have suspended all non-immigrant visa services at all U.S. diplomatic facilities in Turkey. Hours later, Turkey retaliated by announcing its own suspension of visa services in the U.S., using language that parroted the U.S. statement and reasons for the halt. German Chancellor Angela Merkel's Christian Democrats have reportedly reached a deal with Bavarian conservatives on a refugee cap, as both sides look to unite ahead of talks on forming a new government. Merkel and the head of the Christian Social Union plan to spell out the details of the deal on Monday. Reports say the number of refugees to be allowed into Germany would be capped at about 200,000. Merkel has until now rejected caps. She has said they would violate the Constitution, granting anyone facing political persecution the right to seek asylum. Under the deal, asylum seekers would not be turned away at the border until their cases are heard. This is VOA News. Rescuers in the Syrian city of Marat al-Numan are picking through the rubble after what they say was a Syrian military airstrike on a market Sunday. At least six were killed. However, the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights puts the death toll at 11. Marat al-Numan is in Syria's rebel-controlled Idlib province, which borders Turkey. A Russian lawmaker who just returned from North Korea says officials there are preparing to test a long-range missile. VOA's Melissa Melton is following the story.
Russia's RIA news agency reported that Anton Morozov, a member of the Russian Lower House of Parliament's International Affairs Committee, as well as two other Russian lawmakers, visited Pyongyang from October 2nd to the 6th. RIA quoted Morozov as saying they are preparing for new tests of a long-range missile. Reuters was not able to independently verify Morozov's account, and he did not specify which North Korean officials had given him the information about the planned test. In Washington, a U.S. official said that there had been indications that North Korea could be preparing for a missile test on or around October 10th. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Residents of Catalonia, opposed to the regional government's effort to secede from Spain, rallied in Barcelona Sunday. Police say, 350,000 demonstrators attended, while organizers say more than 900,000 people joined in. The march was peaceful and no major incidents were reported. One protester told the French news agency AFP, "We have perhaps been silent too long." Last week, Catalans voted overwhelmingly for independence. In that poll, which was deemed illegal by the Spanish government, 90% voted to break with Spain. But the turnout was less than half of the electorate, and opinion polls have consistently suggested that more Catalans favor remaining in Spain than declaring independence. The American Vice President Mike Pence walked out of a football game Sunday in his home state of Indiana after some of the players knelt during the playing of the national anthem. The former Indiana governor said on Twitter, "I left today's game because President Trump and I will not dignify any event that disrespects our soldiers, our flag, or our national anthem." President Trump tweeted that the walkout was not spontaneous. He said he asked the vice president to leave the stadium if any players kneeled. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.